hey, welcome back to the Life Point Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion, and really grateful that you've chosen to join us, spend some time thinking about who Jesus is today. We were in Philippians 1, coming out of now week 2 of this Joyride series, and just 6 verses this week. Of course, the introduction, and I think it's so noteworthy that Paul identifies himself as a servant, which sort of differs from the traditional way in which he opens up his letters. Typically, he talks about an apostle of Christ Jesus. But here, given all the background we know from Acts 16, he chooses to identify himself as a servant. I think just telling about his heart for the Philippians and the way in which he wants to encourage them. And then speaking of encouragement, he says this in verse 6, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." This is a tremendously encouraging verse. He who began a good work in you. So who is that? Well, of course, that is God. We saw last week in Acts 16 that it was God who opened the heart of Lydia, that she would respond to the gospel. It was God that was working in and through the circumstances. He was using the circumstances to reach the Philippian jailer, for example. God is at work. God is the one doing these things. And the confidence here is that God accomplishes what it is God desires to accomplish. And so here he's saying to the Philippians, God is going to bring to completion the work that he has begun in you in the day of Christ Jesus. And so here we get the distinction between justification, sanctification, and glorification. Justification being this moment where we are viewed as, or Jesus's righteousness is credited to our account, if you will. We're viewed as righteous before God through Christ. Sanctification is the process of actually becoming more and more like Jesus. It's not that we are totally sinless. Rather, we are transformed over the course of time. And then glorification, what glorification means is that we are finally made complete like Christ in a sense. In the day of Christ Jesus, that is the day of his return. And so I want to get back to this point of sanctification. And I said earlier, you know, just a second ago, the process of becoming more and more like Jesus over time. But I don't want to take for granted that over time point, because it is possible to say, hey, I believe in Jesus, and then remain stagnant if we aren't pursuing Jesus. And yet there's this tension that it's God who is willing and working in us. And so what's going to happen over time as we follow Jesus is he is going to be working righteousness in us. There are going to be things that we used to do, things that we used to say, ways in which we used to live that we are convicted about, which is one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit, to convict us of sin and righteousness, which is a good thing, by the way, and then transform, become more and more like Jesus. But here's the thing that really stuck out to me, this phrasing of good. He who began a good work in you. Here's how it's sort of crazy to me. So prior to becoming a Christian, or a Jesus follower, or trying to be a Jesus follower, I would have, if you had told me what God was going to do in my life, I would have not said, man, that sounds really good. Like, that sounds really great. When I was living with my girlfriend, fiance, who's now my wife by the grace of God, if God had told me prior to really trying to follow Jesus, hey, I'm actually going to convict you about that, and you guys are going to stop living together, I would say, that doesn't sound very good to me. If God had told me, you guys are going to move from Delaware to Marion, I would have said, I don't know if that sounds very good. If God had told me that we would endure some difficult seasons and hardships, I would not have said, man, that sounds really good. But God defines all of those things as good because they have conformed us more and more into his image and into his likeness. And so then the amazing thing about this text is that over time, God is going to continually do that over and over and over again, where he convicts us of sin and righteousness, where he convicts us of where he's leading. Now, for example, in the example of moving from Delaware to Marion, that wasn't a sin issue going on there. That was a, hey, I'm leading here, and you're going to be required to trust me more than you can see, to believe in my goodness more than you can tangibly maybe feel it or see it, and just, I want you to take a step. And so I guess all that to say, I've been thinking just this week and studying this text about what are the things that, like, they're just so good, but they're maybe counter to what I would have thought We're really good. And then, therefore, it's not really up to me to determine if this thing is good that maybe God is doing, but rather to trust. Say, God, I know you will continue to work in me, to continue to conform me into your image. And so where does that then lead us today? Well, that's a pretty good question. I think what I really want to get us toward is a prayerfulness toward God. Continue the good work that you've begun in me. What that means, God, is I'm asking you, it's a dangerous prayer, to convict me of sin and righteousness. I'm asking you, God, to reveal to me where you're headed and how you can give me the faith and the confidence and the assurance that I can follow. And so, God, continue the good work in me. Make me more and more like who Jesus is. And some of these things that I wouldn't say they're good right now, but if I look back, I'm going to see how they were good. They were for your glory. They were for my good. And so I want to pray toward that end. I do want to say thanks so much for joining us here on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we praise you for your word, that it cuts us in really good ways. Lord, everything you do is good. And when you convict us of sin and righteousness, that is good. When you lead into areas that we may not want to initially follow, when we take steps of obedience, that is so good. Would we surrender ourselves to your will, to your work, to what you're up to? And would we be able to look back and see how everything you do, through the difficult things, through the not difficult things, through the sad things, through the joyful things, would we ultimately see how you are good, you are faithful, and you are making us into a people more and more like your son, Jesus, Father. And so we praise you for that. We thank you for that. Continue that good work as you promised to do. We're going to cling to those promises and say, thank you, Lord. It's in Christ's name we pray these things. Amen.